You know, you kept with this for such a long time. Would you call yourself a sideman? What would you call yourself?
Yeah, I hate being the leader. I really do. I don't want to be responsible for somebody else, what they do.
What, too much of a hassle?
Yeah. And you can't control people. You don't know what they're going to do.
You chose to kind of be a sideman or, you know, be the drummer, right?
I'd rather work for somebody, yeah. I had the house band in the showboat. And there was Betty Carter, Sonny Stitt, Eddie Davis, Johnny Hartman. You know, sometime I would leave the showboat and put somebody in my place. And I worked the Uptown Theater playing those shows with Patty and the Bluebell and all those people, you know.
So why do you think, you know, you were able to be employed like this? I mean...
Well, I worked a lot in Philly. That's why, like, I really shouldn't have been with Chet Baker, you know, because I was working a lot in Philly, but he kept begging me to go to Europe with him, so that was the last thing I did with him. I went to Europe with him. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent came to Philadelphia, blues singer and a saxophone player. He used to be with Cootie Williams' band, but anyway, he left the band and had a band of his own. They came to Emerson's in Philadelphia, and back then, you know, we were younger guys. We used to go to all the things and sit in, you know. So I wasn't there, but John Coltrane and Sax Young, who was two saxophone players, Johnny Cole's a trumpet player, and Red Garland, they sat in with Eddie Vincent, and he liked them so well that he fired his band and hired them. And I got a call from Red telling me that they were going to go, you know, make this tour down south with Eddie Vincent. Would I want to go? So anyway, I got in the band and, you know, trained and all of us. They were young guys. And we did the circuit down south, what they call the Chitlin Circuit.
What does it mean?
It means the Southern Tour. And we used to play those warehouses. They didn't have no clubs much. You know, we used to play these big tobacco warehouses. That's where they had the dance. And, you know, it was very racist down there. They had a rope between the blacks and the whites on the other side.
Actually in the warehouse?
In the warehouse. But what happened, you know, a lot of the white kids used to come under the ropes. The cops used to have a time trying to keep them from, you know, going together and dancing and all, you know. And so went through that, but that was a experience for me.
To see that happen?
To see that happen and the experience of doing one-nighters. I never did any one-nighters.
When was that, like in the 50s or in the 40s?
It was in the, I'd say 49 or 50. We had a lot of fun because we were all from Philadelphia. That made it easier for me. But in that travel, I had planned. I said, when I get home, that's it for me. I'm not coming out on the road no more.
Why you say that? Why'd you decide?
I didn't like it. I didn't like the travel. And back then, we couldn't stay in no hotels. You had to stay in somebody's house or, you know. And that didn't bother me too much, but it just wasn't for me, you know. And I was working a lot around Philly anyway. I didn't really need it. I loved working at the Downbeat. I loved working at the... Really, I didn't have any problems. Even if I was playing with somebody, if you didn't play jazz, you play... You know, I worked with some guys that really couldn't play. And I just made the gig, you know. If somebody called me to play in the circus, and if I could do the job, I'd go do it. You know what I mean? But you got some guys that, oh, no, if it's not... I called a bass player one time. He said, is this a jazz gig? I said, no, I'm playing a wedding. Oh, I wouldn't want to do that. Okay. Yeah. You don't want to do it. But you have to do other things. You know, music is a shame how a lot of jazz musicians suffer. You know, not being any work around for them. I was telling Nelson Boyd, because Nelson left Dizzy's band and he took a job at the Board of Education. And he told me, Charlie, do like I did, go down to City Hall and put in an application, which I did. And they called me like 3 days later. And I hesitated first when they called me and asked me if I wanted to do some subbing. And my wife looked at me like this. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll take it. So I took a job as a carpenter's helper, which I like to fool with wood and so forth. After I started working, I said, you know, this ain't too bad. It wasn't nothing strenuous to do. So I ended up there almost 26 years. And I was still playing.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.